Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The simple truth is that men want to feel like the hero of their lives. That doesn't mean they want to don a cape and save a damsel in distress, and it has nothing to do with being the alpha male. The hero instinct is something that all men share. So what does this mean for you as a woman? Well, it means there are certain psychological triggers that will make his hero instinct kick in when he's around you. And triggering his hero instinct won't just make him fall for you, it will make him keep you too.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got a great episode for you this week. We will be talking about unveiling the hero instinct in men.
Now, did you know anything about the hero instinct before we started doing research on this?
I mean, I didn't know it's like officially called that, but just the classic, like, men want to be the hero? Yes.
Okay. I had never heard of it put into like this actual psychology, and... I mean, I don't know about you, but in reading through it, I was like, oh, I fucked that up.
What, in every part, you feel like?
A lot of them. Because I think it made me think a lot about how we always say we've gotten to the point in our lives as just independent women and built our lives in a way that we don't feel like we need men, but we want them. Mm-hmm. And we try to make them feel wanted. And I think that I can like think back to exact conversations of being like, oh, like I zigged when he zagged, basically.
Okay.
And there could have been ways where I could have made a man feel more needed, but I've always wanted to make them feel more wanted.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I look at women that are very needy and I don't typically like them or want to be like them.
Right. I hate those people.
Right. But then those are typically always the women that have boyfriends.
Exactly.
And I'm always like, yeah, they always say they don't want a girl that's needy. And then they're always with the needy women.
Exactly, because it fulfills something in them. Like, I think back to, we'll get into some specific examples, but one of them is about, like, letting guys do handiwork or, hanging up photos or something in your apartment. And when we had first moved, I was hanging out with a guy, and he was in my room, and I had a bunch of, picture frames on my windowsill. He was like, oh, you... not gonna hang these up. And I was like, oh, I just like haven't gotten to it yet, it's on my list. And he was like, oh, I could hang them up for you. And I was like, oh no, like I can hang my own photos. But I should have been like, yeah, go ahead, you know.
But did you really want him to do it though?
No, absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's the thing, is that like I would rather do it myself because I'm also a control freak. But he never came back over, so I'm like, you know, that maybe that I could have given him that one.
Or it's just like, I understand making a guy feel like the hero, but that situation is often something that it's like, okay, do I then later have to pay someone to repair what you just broke because I was just trying to let you be the hero?
Well, I mean, I could have just fixed it myself, I guess, if I didn't like it.
But like, say something a little more complicated. You know what I mean? Like, there's often, I feel like most marriages will be in this kind of situation or long-term relationships.
Where
the guy's like, I know how to do that thing. Don't worry, honey.
Yeah.
And the wife or girlfriend is kind of like, okay. And they know in their head, they're like, I might have to pay someone to fix this later.
Right.
But it's going to damage our relationship if I don't let him try to do it.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
Because we all know if we as women tried to do the thing and then we broke the dishwasher, our partners would be furious.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they would be like, what are you? You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you ever said that to a man, he would probably leave you, even if it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. Or it would at least be a huge fight if you've built something. Yeah. So, but I do think in the beginning of relationships, especially, like, it's a way to get them more infatuated.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of letting people know how they fit in your life. Because,
right. Which is extreme vulnerability, because it's like, at what point do you let someone actually fit into your life?
Right. You do it too soon, you're too needy, or you want a relationship too badly.
Or you get hurt more because it's like then, like, you have opened up, you've started to think that way. Mm. And then all of a sudden the person's like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, if I just, you know, kept a little closer to the vest.
Well, here's the thing, though. Have you ever felt like a man really needed you, or more that they wanted you?
It's more want, but I think that women need to feel desired.
Yeah. Like, I was trying to think what I'd rather feel, needed or wanted, and I prefer wanted.
Yeah, because I don't want a needy man. I don't want needy friends. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, if there's people who, like, are super clingy and just they feel, like, so needy, that's a job to hang out with them. I don't want to hang out with those people.
Well, it's not even that. I think it's even more so, like, you like having me around because you need me to do these things for you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Whereas wanting is like, oh, that's purely just choice.
Yeah, like, you're choosing to hang out with me versus, like, if the man, like, needs you to cook, needs you to clean. That's not how a woman feels valued.
I mean, some do, but yeah.
I don't think modern women.
Not most modern women, no.
So, yeah, it's an interesting balance. I do like in this article, though, so this is not by the relationship psychologist who coined the term hero instinct. It's up by another reporter, but he does push back a little bit and says that, you know, you don't just do these things once or, like, say whatever, like, one-liner that the relationship psychologist says to say and, like, call it good. Like, you have to keep working at it, and you have to keep triggering these things in your man to make them continue to feel wanted, which I think is important or needed.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in every relationship wants to feel wanted and a little needed, but mostly the want thing.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, where you have to think a little bit about how you are as a partner, because I think sometimes people, like, kind of flip a switch, do one thing and be like, okay, now we're on the right track, we're going forward. But it's like, no, you have to continuously put in effort and to, like, really build things and think about the type of relationship that you're building and make sure you're being genuine and authentic in that, in the way that you do it at the beginning.
Right. And be open to roles switching.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's going to be ups and downs. So there's going to be times. It's like what's the saying? I don't know what the saying is, but basically, if, like, people go, relationships are 50-50, and then people that have really been in relationships are like, that dynamic changes. They go, there are going to be some days where they're at 20, so you got to be 80.
Yeah.
And then it might flip that you're at 21 days, so now your partner's got to step up and do a little more. So, like, I think that's kind of similar with this, if it's a little bit of, like, what's the role you kind of play in your relationship, but also, like, are you going to be flexible when everything's not perfect?
Exactly. Yeah. But before we get too far into it,
you know what I need, Molly?
What?
I need some Sunset Lake CBD.
Yes, perfect, because we're a sponsor and we just got a big package from them today.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you haven't tried Sunset Lake CBD yet. I don't know why, okay? Because they're great. It comes right from the farm in Vermont. Great people. And we got 20% off for you with code SGS20.
And we've been telling you every single week.
I know. Dude, and I mean, we're running through it. This stuff's great.
I know. And you know what? I've got the post-vacation blues, and I have been nomming on those gummies like you wouldn't believe, and it's kind of mellowing me out a little bit.
So it's mellowing you out from the post-vacation blues?
Yeah.
And it doesn't at all affect your, like, motivation at work?
No. It's just, you know, making me not sad, which, guys, if you haven't heard about Cabo, you got to sauce it on over to the Patreon. I might be married in Mexico. A lot happened. I've got a lot to unpack, and Sunset Lake CBD is helping me do that.
True.
So just SGS20, sunsetlakecbd.com for 20% off. And
if you want extra percent off, the Patreon is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot.
Yeah. All right. Let's dive into this article. So what is the hero instinct in men? This article says that the hero instinct is an innate quality that all men share. Relationship psychologist James Bauer coined the term hero instinct and claims that any woman who wants to make a man fall in love with her should tap into his hero instinct. Bauer describes the hero instinct as a man's biological drive to live a meaningful life, provide for those he loves, and earn respect from others. The simple truth is that men want to feel like the hero of their lives. That doesn't mean they want to don a cape and save a damsel in distress, and it has nothing to do with being the alpha male. The hero instinct is something that all men share. So what does this mean for you as a woman? Well, it means there are certain psychological triggers that will make his hero instinct kick in when he's around you. And triggering his hero instinct won't just make him fall for you. It will make him keep you too. So do you really think that the hero instinct in a man is like that powerful that they just like wouldn't leave you if it gets triggered? Do you believe that?
I mean, that's an extreme to say. There's so many things you could be like, this will make your man never leave you. And it's like, look, anybody can leave anybody at any time.
Right.
But I do think there's something of falling in love, feeling like they're the hero a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, because this says, in reading the actual psychology, it's not in this article, but in the paper that Bauer put out, he talks about how it's stronger than like a man's appetite, stronger than a man's sex drive. Like, it just, it feels very extreme.
Funny, because specifically with sex drive, I do think there's a lot of that is linked to being the hero.
In what way?
Of like, a lot of men want to think they're the best you've ever had, and that there's no one better than them at that.
I don't think that's being a hero, though. I think that's just being a, like, I think that fits more in the alpha male category.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I kind of put them a little too, like, hand in hand of, like, I'm the man. Yeah, I did that. Like, no one can do that like me.
That's not a hero, though. The hero is more of just, like, they, like, saved you.
I hate that, though.
Right.
But some of the examples they give aren't, like, pure saving. It's just, it's, like, the needing part.
Right. But I think anything that has to do with sex is a little bit more about desire.
Yeah, or maybe it's more ego.
Yeah.
Like a stroke in their ego to be like, yeah, I'm the best.
Right. Do you think you would tell a guy that you were with that they were the best you ever had, even if they weren't?
I have done that, yeah.
You have?
I have.
Really? No way.
Did they ask you? Well, it's because I screwed up and I said that they were some of the best one time and they were not happy about that answer, which I thought that was nice because it was like, we just started sleeping together. So I was trying to be like, look, you're already like in the top whatever.
Was this like an unprovoked comment?
It was like they did not have confidence in that department. I was trying to increase their confidence in that department. And it's not that it was awful and horrible, because I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was the thing of, I was trying to be like, trying to just get them to be more comfortable. Of like, no, this is good.
Right.
Like, I am having a good time.
Okay.
And that's when I screwed up and said, it's some of the best I've ever had. And then they were just sitting there like, some. That's the only word they hold on to.
Oh,
some.
That's annoying. Because then they're like, just thinking about you with other people.
Right. And then eventually we talked about it and he was like, what does some mean? I'm like, some's like top four, man. Like, yeah, that's good. That's great. Like, what'd you think it meant?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then did he say anything about how it was for him?
Well, then, like, I asked. I was like, I wouldn't be offended if you were like, I'm some of the best you've had. I was like, we've only hooked up like twice. It's pretty good.
That's a lot.
It's pretty good. That's like, oh, I got a shot at number one, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm at the Olympic qualifiers. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Will I get to go to the Olympics? We will see. You know? And he was like, and then he basically was like, there's only one person in rank in front of you. And then he told me why. And what she did, I was like, I can't do that. So she can have it.
Good
she can have
her.
She can have that spot. Good for her, you know? Like, but he was all like, that doesn't upset you. I was like, no, because I'm not doing what she did.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I was like, nope, I'm good.
She I'm can impressed. Have
it. So that, but here's the thing. If you say some, if you tell someone there's some, there's got to be an update at some point, or it's kind of rude.
An update?
Like, the fact that I said some of the best, so then eventually I said best I ever had.
Oh, I like, after you slept together again, you were like, you did it.
Not like immediately the next time. That would definitely be a lie.
Yeah.
After like a while of being together. You know okay. I mean? Like, but got again, it was because I could tell the confidence was low.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be like, yeah. And on top of it, I was like, I also like you.
Yeah.
I'm into you. I was like, that already puts you above so many people.
Yeah, that changes it a lot. You know what I mean? So annoying. Wow. Okay.
But anyway, I'm not that I recommend this at all. I feel like we've steered very hard from the psychology. Although that was something I read in a book that was like, you should tell every man they're the best you've ever had. And I was like, I don't agree with every man, but.
Yeah, I just feel like it does open the door for a conversation. Like, if they don't believe it, like, Because for every man that is like super confident and would be like, yeah, of course, there's going to be like those couple of sad boys that are just like.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If I asked you best you ever had, do you think of like three people? You know what I mean? Like, is there like I feel like there's just a level of sex that's great sex, great, amazing sex. And there's a chunk of people that are in that area.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, they're the best for different reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got two that come to mind quick.
That's me. I got three. Yeah. There's like three. Okay. I'm like, oh, these three were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Any three of those, anytime.
Right. Open door policy. Yeah. I don't care if it's my wedding night.
Yeah. I don't care if you moved. I don't care where you are. You know what I mean? But it's like, so it's so funny to even say best I ever had. And your brain, you're like, you know, with the other two. Like,
yeah.
You know, right. You're like, yeah, you're in, you know, you're the starting five, yeah. I think is really the most you could have up there.
The one that calls me back.
Yeah.
But, right. You know. Anyways, so Bauer says that there's 12 or apparently there's 12 words that every woman can use to trigger the hero instinct in her man. But to get that, you have to like buy his whole book, and it's a whole thing. So he will release 12 one-liners that are similar that you can try.
Okay.
So the first one is, you looked great today while changing my flat tire. I got the urge to jump on you right there in the middle of the street.
All right. Well, I don't know any men that can change a tire.
You don't?
No, I don't really think I do.
Can you change a tire?
I learned in driver's ed. Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, it was an all girls class? Or?
I don't know. I mean, none of those men are in my life. Yeah. All those 16-year-olds I took driver's ed with.
I thought everyone knew how to do that.
I mean, basically, you could change the example changing the flat tire to just something else, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it's just supposed to be like a manly task.
Yeah.
Because it's also like, how often you get in flats?
Yeah.
You know?
Or this feels, you know what? This one actually feels like a double win for women, especially if you live with your partner, of like, it's almost like weirdly rewarding them when they like do a household chore.
Yeah.
If you're like, ooh, you looked so good washing those dishes.
Yeah. Because I was trying to think, like, this is really hard for people that live in cities to do something like that. Like,
yeah.
When you say, like, mowing the lawn, like, no one has that in New York. You know? Or, like, changing a tire, people don't drive. So I think
anything with a car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, hanging that photo or, like, mounting that TV. I do think it's weird to, like, say, I got the urge to jump on you right there. I'd be curious, like, what guys would feel about that of, like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'd say you look really hot doing that, and then I would do it while they're doing that, or right at the end, like the dishes are done.
Yeah,
and then you come up, give like a hug from behind, you're like, oh, you look sexy doing the dishes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean,
and that's why it's also good to pick a household chore, because yeah, like
that's my advice
over the bedroom. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Be like, yeah, the dishes and the vacuuming.
Okay.
And doing my laundry. Yeah. And cleaning the bathroom. I mean, God, you're so sexy. You're like Mr. Clean. Except if he's bald, don't call him Mr. Clean. They don't like that. Just, that's also from personal experience.
We're going to make a, like 12 things to not bring out the hero instincts in men.
We'll write a what not to do relationship book one day. Yeah. We'll make one. All right.
Okay, number two. You are my Prince Charming and my own personal hero.
Oh. All right, here's the danger with that. I mentioned this before, how my friend had someone tell him he was their soulmate.
Ooh.
And he was like, well, what are you doing to be my soulmate?
Ooh.
That I'm like, yeah, if you're like, you're my Prince Charming, and then they're like, well, you're not my princess.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I was just gonna say, this feels like people who were like horse girls growing up would say.
It's just like weird. Too much.
Like they liked a lot of Lisa Frank. Like, I'm not gonna tell someone, you're my Prince Charming. Like, those aren't words that I would ever say.
It feels like playing pretend.
It does.
I don't like that one. That's too extreme for me.
Yeah. But I also think soulmate is like really,
that's
it's extreme.
Word.
Yeah.
You're my something. You're my boo. That's cute.
Boo thang.
You know, you're my boo.
Yeah.
Like, especially if I've had guys question, or I said something, I was like, oh, you could do like whatever. And they were like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, like you're my man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this reassurance of like, yeah, you're my guy and you have freedom, was kind of thing where mine came from. I can't quite remember. But it was like, there was kind of this like, oh, yeah, I'm your boo. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like you're mine. Like you have the green light.
Yeah, you're like giving them a title.
Okay, okay. What else could a girl ever want next to a man like you? I feel like that's worded weird.
It's just very vague.
Yeah. I think it's just like, what more could I ever ask for?
Yeah. Or you're everything I want.
Right. Okay. Okay. We nailed right. that one.
Okay.
Okay.
That one's not as bad. I mean, that last one was rough, so that's a step up.
Redemption. All right. Number four. Could you please help me with this light bulb? I've been struggling to change it.
I mean, we got to add struggling in there.
Yeah.
How about just I can't reach it?
And also, like, have I turned on the maintenance man every time he comes here? I can't reach anything in this apartment. Okay, that's
weird.
Well,
this is a very simple trick that I've seen a friend of ours do, actually.
Okay.
Of doing the, like, oh, babe, can you grab this thing for me? Like, very simple shit that is just asking them to do very small things. However, I have also witnessed, like, my parents, once it's a very long-term relationship of, like, my dad being on the couch, my mom being like, oh, Sonny, can you go grab this? And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, all right, well, that trick is gone.
Yeah.
If that's what my mom was doing, which I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of like, oh, I got to get up. It's like, I'm trying to make you feel like a hero, man. Get me a glass of water. You know? Like, it's a two-way street. But I think it's, if it's something like maintenance or fixy.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think the chores thing, like, my dad outsmarted that real quick. He started to keep, like, my mom would always ask him to go down to the basement to get stuff because it was just so annoying and, like, we kept a lot of things down there. So he would just start keeping cookies down there in, like, the freezer.
Yep.
And so he would just come back with pockets full of cookies and whatever she asked for. And so he was happy.
Yeah, right? Like, he found a way to motivate himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's, like, the man areas, the basement and the garage.
Yep. Mm. Definitely. Okay, number five. Thanks, my love. I never would have made it without you.
Literally don't. To a destination?
Yeah, it's like, in what context?
What if you said that, like, after a guy made you come?
That would be so funny.
That would be.
And also just like that awkward.
I would laugh.
Like, thanks,
laugh.
My love. I never would have made it without you.
I mean, just the I never would have made it without you, I do think would make a guy feel good in bed, and it's a little funny.
It's funny. I just think it's such a weird wording.
It is. It's almost like, thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for flying JetBlue Airways. Oh my God.
All right. Number six. Never mind that you didn't succeed. It matters that you tried, and I'm sure that next time you'll rock it.
I mean, you can paraphrase that.
Yeah. I don't think you lead with the negative.
Well, that sounds like when someone is bummed that they didn't get something. Or failed at something.
Right.
Like, say they were up for a promotion and they didn't get it and they were bummed.
Right.
And it's almost being like, hey, don't worry about that. I'm not upset that you didn't get the thing. And right. I know, like, you'll get the next one.
Right. I think that's softer than just, like, out the gate, like, you failed.
Yeah. Look, we both know you did not succeed.
Yeah. Let's just, you know, not dance around in here.
Yeah. Like, because I've had people say that to me with certain things of, like, I know you really wanted this thing.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not the right thing for you or at this time.
Right.
Or, like, now you're just better prepared for the next time you have an opportunity like that.
Right.
Just think about shooting shots. We've all fucked that up pretty bad.
Right.
Like, not going to do that method again.
So actually what you should say to him is just, shooters got to shoot.
Yeah.
Just get him back out there.
Yeah. Fuck, you shorten this that?
Recommendation.
Shooters got to shoot.
Yeah. All right. Number seven. You're irreplaceable. I don't know what I would do without you in my life. That's pretty good.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Irreplaceable feels extreme, but just saying I don't know what I'd do without you when someone does something that made your life more convenient and better, perfect line. That line I like.
Yeah, I do too. But do you think it's like, do you think it toes the line a little bit of the, like, what are you doing to make my life better? Or do you think it's
fine
to really say whenever?
I think it's literally like, I think it's just the equivalent to, like, a dog does a trick and then you give him a treat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's good to put men on the same level as dogs.
You know?
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Well, you know, like, they pick something up for you on their way home. You're like, thank you. That was a big help.
Yeah.
What would I do without you?
Yeah. And it's a good thing to say, like, almost a little sarcastically. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can't truly mean it. Okay. Number eight. Hey, big man. I'm your biggest fan.
Okay. I don't know if a guy would like being called, hey, big man.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm your biggest fan. I'm like, that's fine. That's like, I'm your ride or die, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. It's not my favorite. Mm. All right, number nine. I would be totally lost without you. It's pretty good.
That's similar to the other one we said.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have gotten here without you.
Yeah.
I'd be totally
Or I don't know what you. I would do without you.
That one's not bad.
Yeah. 10, you're the toughest guy I've ever known.
What if they're not, though?
Yeah.
Like, what if they're just not really tough at all?
Yeah, what if they're like a little weenie?
Because people know that about themselves.
They do.
That they'd be like, you think I'm tough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm tough, and people call me tough. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know.
Exactly. Like, I'm hardened.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Been through some shit. Toughest yeah.
guy I've ever known.
I don't like that. Like, emotionally tough or like physically tough?
Both I don't like, because I'm also like, I don't want some dude that's going to like try to fight people.
Exactly. Know? Yeah, I don't want that guy. But I do want someone who is like, can get through some shit. But yeah,
like some mental toughness.
Right. But yeah, you're right. Like, people do know when they don't have that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I would almost change it to like, you're a really strong person.
Yeah.
Because that can go either way.
Yeah.
Like, I like how strong you are.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, I could really use your advice on this one.
Okay. I hate to say this, but that's a great one. That's the best one of the bunch.
That's a great one.
That's good for anybody, any person, yeah. to get them to like you. It's asking yeah. for their opinion and advice on something.
My caveat to that is make sure you say it to someone who you should actually be getting their advice and you actually want around. Because I used to, I had an ex that I used to like go back to for job advice a lot. Mm. Read my resume. Like, he loved playing that role.
Okay.
I think it like really stroked like the hero instinct of like, he felt like he needed to take care of me and like see me through things.
Or else like, you're going to get this job because I helped you.
Yes. Mm. And it really wasn't someone I should have had around. Like, he did give really good advice, but the emotional attachment that I got from getting his help was tricky.
Also a tricky thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So make sure you can play that line well.
Yeah, but like this, I think of the epitome of like how every dude will be like, ugh, I don't care to hear about like your little drama with your friends or blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or like even like whatever's on like a housewives show, right?
Yeah.
But then there's something to you talking to them about it and them being able to give their opinion of like, oh, well, what she should do is something like this.
Yeah.
Or like, I wouldn't put up with that either. Like there's something to that part. And I think that's what gets them like interested to hear those kind of like stories or drama.
Because I think it is a very small degree of damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I can't, they feel like you don't have a solution without them.
Yeah.
And they love that.
Well, and men are bad at like, you just being like, let me talk this out loud and you just listen to me while I figure it out.
Right.
They always want to help and give a solution.
Yeah, most of the time it's your own idea that they just regurgitate and they feel like they did it.
Yes. So it's like, to start the convo, you either do, hey, I need your advice on this, and ask them a question about your problem. Or you go, hey, I need to vent about something. I'm trying to figure this out.
It's important to delineate yeah. between the two.
Yeah.
Because it can like, go off the rails real quick.
I just need to vent, honey.
Okay. Number 12. You know I value your opinion over everyone else's.
I don't think that's bad.
I think that's pretty good.
Because I would like that from my partner.
Right. I think that's another one, though. You have to make sure that you've really like walked the walk on it. Because it's like,
yeah,
if you're not going to them for advice and then you just say that, it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, most dudes, when it comes to maybe like you're decorating for a party, like, are you really valuing their opinion there? Probably not.
Right.
Like, that's when women are like, I got it.
Yeah. It needs to be more of like the bigger stuff.
Yeah. Or opinion of more decisions or like me as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't, you know, I want you to be happy with me the most out of everybody.
Yeah. And I think too, if it's like those decisions that kind of get into like building a life together, which is where like career and family and those kinds of things mm-hmm. come into play. And I think that's where they want to be more of the conversation, because it's like that's showing how they fit into your life.
Yeah. And that's showing the true trust in someone yeah. else. Like, really valuing their opinion is like, I really trust you and your instincts.
Yeah.
I've dated people before, dated, we'll say loosely, and they were people I was like, I don't want your opinion on what to do with money. Because I didn't think they were good with money.
I've known those people, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That it was like that, but then that was something that made me be like, I don't think I would see a real future with you, because I don't think I would ever trust you handling something that I also was financially involved in.
Right.
And that, but I think that's just a very telling sign of like, oh yeah, I don't trust you and really want to be with you.
Right. It's like, you're fun for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a long-term thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just like thinking back through my conversations with Space Jam, though, of like the wanting your opinion. And I didn't, I don't know, it backfired. Because like the whole job thing, that was like wanting his opinion. And he straight up was like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And that probably should have been a major red flag of like, I was giving him a chance to like start to build a life and mm-hmm. like have a say in it. And he was straight up like, nope.
Yeah. Like, I can't fit it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so tough. Yeah. And it's so hard to see at the time, because I remember being, and got the tapes of it. I was like, I respect that boundary, and like, he's letting me make these decisions, but it was very much like a, no, we're not building a life together flag.
Yeah. It was also very, I don't want to be responsible for your feelings.
Yeah.
If this goes one way or the other.
Right.
Which is not at all what a relationship should be.
No, it's a cop out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool. Glad I unpacked that. Okay. So now it goes in a little bit more on 19 strategies for how to actually trigger the hero instinct in a man. I don't think we have to like dive into every single one of them. They're a bit of, you know, more straightforward. But the first is obviously show your appreciation.
Well, what's most important with that is show your appreciation in the way that they like receiving affection.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to name names, but someone I've been with did not like physical affection. That I would think to like give them a kiss, and it's like that didn't make them feel valued.
Right. And if anything, like it would just make them more uncomfortable and then like stir things up more.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's where I think I agree with you. I think the five love languages is really important.
Yeah, that's a love language thing for both parties.
And it does also say of public recognition. So like kind of bragging about him in front of his friends.
Oh, in front of anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the new what social media is. I did a college research paper on it of like, I called it VDA, virtual displays of affection. Mm. But it's true. It's like, if a man like does something nice for you for Valentine's Day, or like buys you flowers, or like a nice birthday thing, or it's their birthday, and you're never posting anything kind of boasting about them, there's a little bit of this like, hey, like, where's my recognition?
Yeah.
Everybody else does this for their partners, but you're not doing that for me.
Exactly. Or like if they get a promotion or something and you're out to dinner, it's like, tell people.
Right. Yeah. Like brag for them.
Yeah.
No one wants to brag for themselves, but being like, oh, like did so-and-so tell you? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because men are children.
They are.
And they need that.
A lot of praise.
Yeah. But the thing that's really interesting that I read in one of these is that just those compliments and appreciation, because they are like, men actually don't hear it as often as you would think.
They definitely don't hear compliments as often.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay. The next one, ask for his help. I feel like we've kind of unpacked this.
Yeah. That's the simple, the trick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go grab that for me.
Would you start small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the help one?
Yeah.
Very just small.
Like knowing that they can actually do it.
Yeah. Very small things.
Okay. Make sure he knows you need him. I feel like that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's the, I couldn't have done this without you.
Right.
Where would I be without you?
Yeah.
I'd be single at a bar in the village.
Having fun. Having strangers buy me drinks.
Drunk somewhere.
Okay. The next one, let him protect you.
Mm.
Men want to protect our loved ones. We just can't help it. And the person we want to protect most in the world is the woman we love. That doesn't mean we want to fight your battles for you. We know you can stick up for yourself. We just want you to know that we've got your back. And when you need someone on your team, we'll be there for you.
That depends on if the person can handle conflict, in my opinion.
I think so too.
It's just based on people. And there's many people we all know, men, women, in our lives that cannot deal with any conflict. And then those are always the people, like if they actually speak up and get angry and like, to like protect someone or whatever, or be like, hey, that's fucked up. Then you're like, wow, they must be really mad.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you're like, they never say anything.
Yeah.
Like, they never get involved.
Absolutely. I think this can go a couple of ways though, of like, if your man isn't a confrontational person, but there's something going on, I think like once it's just the two of you and letting them console you, I think in that way is a little bit of them like feeling protected of like, okay, they're doing what they can and nurturing you in that situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely don't just, I think of that part of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days where Kate Hudson's character they're in the movies, and she was like, my boyfriend's gonna come back there and pummel your ass, and then he gets punched in the face by this huge dude. I'm like, yeah, probably not the best move. No. Don't throw him into fire. Oh, here's the one. Number five, praise him publicly. Oh,
okay, so that's like what we just said.
Yeah, it's a separate one. It says, there's nothing that makes a man bask in glory more than being praised in public by his woman, especially in front of his friends or colleagues. So when they're around, make a point of singing his praises. Mm-hmm. Number six, let him know he makes you happy.
That's simple.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty basic. Like, no one wants to be in a miserable relationship. No. Okay, seven, we knew this was coming. Boost his confidence.
Yeah, be the cheerleader.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, we all need our own personal cheerleader to lift us up when we're feeling down, and your man is no exception. Make him feel more confident by reminding him of his positive qualities and the things you love about him. Hmm. Do you think that's stuff you have to, like, proactively, like, seek out?
I don't know. It kind of depends. I feel that one, I my brain just went, like, compliments.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, you're always so good at that.
Yeah.
Or, like, I love when you blah, blah, blah.
Do you think that's hard to do?
If they got nothing going on, yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like when you're just kind of like going through, when you get in a pattern and like you're going through day to day, it's like, yeah, you go to dinner, you do mm-hmm. those things, but it's like finding those moments to like boost them up.
Right.
I'd feel like I'm really terrible at that. Yeah.
That's why I said it like depends what they have going on.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think about like any compliments I gave Space Jam and there's nothing coming to mind.
Nothing?
No.
You never threw a compliment that way?
I mean, maybe, but like, that's, well, I mean,
dating, like if they have nothing going on, you could just give a looks one. That's easy.
Yeah. But then it got to the point he was just wearing sweatpants all the time.
Yeah, but you can still like just call him handsome.
That's true. Next time.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's my move.
Yeah, I got to work on that.
But then there's this fear sometimes, not fear, but then sometimes you feel like I'm upping your confidence. And then when they leave and go date someone else, you're like, wow.
I made that.
I built that.
Yeah. That's my make and model.
You might have changed the light bulb, but I built the foundation. Yeah. So, you know.
That's true. All right. Number eight, show your gratitude.
That seems, feels like the same as the affection to me.
Yeah. I also, this one stuck out to me though, because I know we've talked about this before of we're people who always say thank you mm-hmm. and about like being out with guys once you've like gone out a couple of times and then like hours later being like, oh my God, did I say thank you for picking up the tab?
Right.
And they're just kind of like, yeah, like, don't worry about it. It's like, do you think that's like a game? Like, should you really worry about it if you don't? Then I got in my head.
I think that's just a nice thing to do.
Well, yeah. But I'm
like
saying,
the worrying, I'm like, oh, I think it just shows you care. You're like, I am appreciative.
Yeah. But do you think it's more, do you think they are actually brushing it off as much as they show?
No, I think they would. Anyone would notice when you don't say thank you.
Right.
So it's like,
okay. Yeah, I got down some rabbit holes in my brain.
I've been there.
Number nine, don't be clingy.
I mean, this just goes with the needing thing. It's like they want you to be needy, but when they can't fulfill your needs, you're also not supposed to be upset about it. That's basically what being clingy means.
Yeah, it's a fine line. This says men need space and some men need lots of space. This is especially true in the early phases of a relationship. Don't make yourself too available, as this will not trigger his hero instinct, but instead drive him away. Remember, he needs to feel like he's earned your love, so you have to make him work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But there's so many things I've read recently, actually, that were like about men don't like when you play hard, super hard to get.
Yeah, I've read that too.
Where they're like they could sniff out like, okay, this is a little much.
Yeah, there's like some kind of game going mm-hmm. on here. Yeah, I would agree with that. I did read something interesting recently though, that was, it was like some quotes by men of like,
yeah, this is the thing I read too. I think that had to do with this. Yeah.
Yeah. And one that stuck out to me was like, one of the men said, that when we hang out with our friends instead of hanging out with you, it's not that we don't want to spend time with you. It's that we do actually like want to spend time with our friends too. And so just kind of like a reminder of it's not always that they're choosing you. It's that they're trying to strike a balance too.
Right.
So to come off as like very clingy and needy when they say they have plans, like just accept that and let them have that space.
Right.
Because it's going to backfire on you. Because it would in the opposite direction if a guy was like, oh, why are you always hanging out with your friends? Like, they would be considered toxic.
Yeah, so. For sure. In that department.
Right. Okay. 10, support him and his achievements.
It just feels like it reiterating the other ones.
Yeah, be his cheerleader.
The next one.
Ooh, this is interesting. Challenge him. When people are challenged, we grow. Staying in our comfort zones might make us feel safe, but it also makes us feel stagnant. This is true for your man as it is for anyone else. So if you challenge him to grow and help him achieve things he never thought possible, he'll feel like a hero.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example.
Because you can't push guys to do stuff that they didn't originally want to do.
Exactly.
So it's like, where does the challenge part come in?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like taking a trip to somewhere they've never been, or like,
I don't think that counts as a challenge.
No.
But that almost feels like, and what comes to mind for me is like when married couples I know or people that are dating like start some type of like workout program together or some type of like diet together. There's kind of this thing of like, it's not necessarily like challenging them directly. It's like, we are both going to do this challenge as something to better ourselves. So it's kind of this like, we're partners in this challenge. Does that make sense? That's the only thing that's coming to mind for me. And then the other thing is like literally challenging them, like playing a video game, which I don't think they really like that.
Well, what about like conversationally of like challenging their thoughts, like not just agreeing with everything they said? Because I think a lot of women tend to do that of like, oh yeah, of course. And like, especially politically, actually, there's a stat that like more women, single women are Democrats, and then more married women are Republicans, and they switch parties after they get married.
Right.
So I think it's like, I think there's something to like being an individual and having like individual thoughts and perspectives.
Yeah.
But you have to do it gracefully, because otherwise it's just like arguing all the time.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is there's like people that you feel like no matter what you do, always are like challenging it. And almost like, because I've been around people like that. And then it's like, are you challenging? You feel like they're challenging your intelligence. You're like, you don't think I'm anywhere near right, no matter what I say, no matter what I do.
Right.
So it is the balance of like not agreeing with what everybody says, because people are like, yeah, I want someone that like has a little bit of an opinion, you know?
Right.
But then if you, everything they say, you're like, no, like, and aren't like, don't agree with it or aren't into that thing, it's like, okay, well, then it's just gonna be like, well, clearly we're not compatible.
Yeah, it's like, what do we have in common?
Yeah, I almost feel like it's easy to challenge in conversation when it's like mundane things, like a band that they like.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on a date where someone's like, I love Dave Matthews Band, and I'm like, ugh, really? And then they start to like defend it, but it's like kind of, they get excited about it, like, oh, I'm gonna change your mind.
Okay. Did they?
No, they've never changed my mind. No, I've heard every argument. Oh, you just only heard the main songs. Like, no, I've gone and I've listened, because you're not the first man to be like, how do you not like Dave Matthews? But then what's funny is like all those conversations, now I have upped my information of my arguments against Dave Matthews. Or it's like a dumb argument when people go NSYNC over Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a Backstreet Boys fan, so I got stats. I've looked it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, that's a fun thing to disagree on, that it's like, look, this isn't a long-term deal breaker.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's just... like, it's nice to kind of be like, oh, okay. Like, she's got some opinions.
I guess.
Or they have some opinions.
Yeah. I mean, people always come at me because I like country music, and I just say, yeah, I don't care. I know it's bad. Oh, yeah. I may, like, do my own thing.
Yeah. That's me with rap. I'm like, yeah, a lot of it's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's what I say. I'm like, you know.
Still what I like.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad that I laugh at it sometimes. Yeah. And it makes me happy.
I may go to Nashville by myself in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Number 12, make him earn your admiration. Most men fight to win a woman over, but once they've got her, they give her up. This can lead to the relationship stagnating and even ending. If you continue to keep him on his toes by demanding the best from him, no matter how long you've been together, it will keep him emotionally fulfilled by triggering his hero instinct. I feel like this is the tricky one of like why so many relationships hit that 3 to 4 month point, and then it like just gets stagnant.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard some people be like not like that they feel like they keep having to prove themselves.
Right. Because you don't want to feel like you're constantly being judged or having to perform or like a test you didn't know you were having.
Yeah.
But I think there is something too to like not getting complacent.
Right.
Which it's just, it's a tough balance to hit. And I haven't figured out how to do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, how do you get out of that complacentness? Because even just the like, oh, you haven't taken me out or something.
Yeah. Because like, and even thinking about Space Jam of like that 3 to 4 month point, mm-hmm. I was comfortable. And I was like, this is the first time in a relationship I felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I think it was bad that I let it get stagnant. Where in my head, I was like, oh, this is peaceful. Like, I don't have this constant anxiety.
Well, yeah, the anxiety part is good, but it's the other parts.
What are the other parts?
Like, what are the other things that you made it feel stagnant? Like, wasn't one, like, going out and doing things?
Yeah. But it was also a pandemic, so it was like, I couldn't really argue that. And, like, the height of it.
Right. But at the end, you were like, yeah, like, let's go for a walk or something. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's
but
like,
that's when it was, like, dead.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's your answer,
right? It was
right.
Over, yeah. You know?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I've never been able to, like, get out of that once you feel it go downhill.
Same. Okay, 13. Be there for him. This is actually very interesting. It says, unfortunately, men are conditioned to believe we should be strong and silent and deal with our problems by ourselves. If you can show him that you're there for him when the times are tough, he will step up to the plate and do the same for you. Mm. I think we forget a lot that society forces men to, like, not show emotions or not get upset.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and to just be kind of like shut down. And actually in that thing that we both read, there was something of like, when you ask how we feel about some things, a lot of the times we genuinely don't know because we haven't learned how to process our emotions.
Right. Or that they're like, we are upset and sad sometimes too.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
and they don't really know how to articulate it. And so I think by being a bit more patient, mm-hmm. and just showing that like you're there, you're probably not going to get the answers that you want immediately. Uh-huh. But just knowing that like sometimes it does take men a little bit longer.
Yeah. Or it's the thing of like, don't ever be like, oh, man up. Like, don't be such a baby about it.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
Just let them be whatever, sad or bummed out. Like, yeah. Just be there comforting them. Yeah.
Because if you do that, they're going to shut down even more. Mm-hmm. All right. 14. Anticipate his needs. This doesn't mean you have to be a 50s housewife with dinner on the table when he gets home. Anticipating his needs just means doing the little things to make his day a little easier. This shows him that you care about him just as much as he cares about you, and that will make him feel appreciated.
Yeah, the more of these that we go through, I was like, can I be the hero and you do these things for me?
Yeah, this feels like a two-way street. Like, you should be getting that one as well.
I mean, all of these are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would like affection. I would like to be appreciated. I would like to be bragged about.
Right.
I would like you to comfort me when I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'd like you to anticipate one of my needs sometimes. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what other things do men need?
Well, the next one, it apparently says surprises.
Yeah, they need surprises. Men love novelty. So if you've been together for a while, you might want to shake things up to prevent your relationship from becoming stagnant. Take him away on a surprise trip or come home with a new look to keep things interesting. I love how it's so basic. I'm like, change your hair.
I mean, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like a cute pair of underwear.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Yeah. Or like the lingerie. Like, mm-hmm. That's how a lot of women do it.
The hair can be risky though.
It can be.
Some women have changed their hair and then the dude's not into it. Especially if you cut it drastically.
Yeah.
That they don't like.
No, they definitely don't.
They usually don't. No.
Pay him compliments. We've been over that. Don't go overboard.
So like, it's like, all right, of these 19 things, just like do one, you know? Just do a couple.
I know. I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. It says, this may seem contrary to the other tips on this list, but you can have too much of a good thing. In fact, giving him too many compliments might make him come across as overbearing and will have the opposite of the intended effect. The key here is to find some balance. So it's like, pick the right one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I think it's just like, it's like this girl wants to be in a relationship so bad.
Yeah.
She's going to do anything and everything to keep me here.
Yeah. And it also is like, people can tell when you're not being genuine and you're just like throwing out compliments left and right. It's like, okay, no one has ever done this for me. Like, this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming. Okay, 18. Support his passions and interests. I actually like their definition of this because I think that a lot of people do this wrong. It says, okay, maybe you don't share his love of stamp collecting or his passion for ultra marathon running, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't support him. Show him that you respect his passions and interests by giving him the space to pursue them and praising him when he does. I think a great example of this is football and golf. I mean,
many sports. Yeah.
But there's so many women who feel like they have to like be there watching the game with him. It's like, no, you do not. Let him have his thing and just let him have that like me time and that guy time, and don't bitch about it when he comes home.
Yeah, and there was something, I think there was a video we did that gave the example of like, hey, if he's watching the game with his friends, like, make some appetizers and put him out. And that's like supporting their interest. Yeah. But to me, I'm like, that's just such a like, I mean, it's such a like basic interest to me of like, I like to watch football. It's like, okay, I like to watch certain TV shows too. You know, like, it's basic, but I get it of like, just not trying to make it your thing. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. And I think it also a big part of things like that and golfing that come to mind is like how long they take. Because I think a lot of women like get mad of like, okay, well, you've been doing it for an hour. It's like, well, a round of golf is over 4 hours. And, and football, a football game is a couple of hours too. Really, so it's like, give them that time and like actually respect that.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one, make him feel desired. One of the things men love about movie heroes is that they always get the girl. When you show him that you feel attracted to him, you make him feel like the hero of his own personal movie.
I mean, you know what's funny though, now that we've like made it through that list, I'm like, there's definitely people I think that kept seeing me because they liked how I made them feel, but they didn't like me specifically.
What do you mean?
Like people I felt that I did some of these things on this list like more often with. Then later, like after we were done and then I looked back, it was like, oh, I think you loved like the attention from me.
Yeah.
And being desired by me and me doing these things for you and X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, it was like, oh, no, you don't really like me. You just liked what I was doing for you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about the guy who I used to ask for help with job stuff. It strokes that little ego, hero instinct, whatever it is, just enough to keep them around. And it can give the wrong direction to you. So it's like, you got to really understand and communicate your feelings instead of just doing these as like little tricks.
Yeah. Or you could just do the thing where you actually ask them to help you with stuff. And that's also your answer.
Oh yeah.
Of like when they're suddenly like, oh no, I can't do that. Like, especially something that maybe isn't just like an easy, convenient thing.
Right.
But it's just like, oh, okay. All right.
Or just like going out to meet your friends.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
Literally.
Or your family. Simple. Yep. So simple.
Been there.
Yeah, it's every single time.
Yeah, like, you don't want to come get this free dinner? You can't sit through a free dinner? Guess you don't really like me that much.
Yeah, you'll read my resume, but not have a dinner my dad bought? Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. No, that's so true. But I don't know. I think it's definitely something good to think about. I mean, overall, like good reminders.
Pretty solid. Yes.
Yeah.
So take with that what you will, people. And and again, Sunset Lake CBD, promo code SGS20 for 20% off. And if you want extra episodes of the show or to support the show and all the extra tea behind it, patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And you can find us at shootersgottashootpod. And I'm at Sparica with two A's.
And I'm at the guaca_Molly.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.